But some of them, they'll make a house of it. You know, one room, you step to go up there, isn't that?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
The room there.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only one that's on the level. Split level. Split yeah. level is what they call them. But they used to have them. It'd make them different ways. Some of them have them. You'd have to go up steps to get in, and then you go up another step to get in the house, maybe. But you build them any more way you want. Of course, some likes a split level house. They don't want them all on a level.
Well, I was thinking about also, like, if you had rooms up above here.
You'd have to have stair steps then.
Yeah.
We call them a stairway.
Uh-huh.
And they'd could go up to the upper room. But this is just the one story here. This.
Now, your house is brick, but on a frame house, they sometimes put these things up over the, to protect the house. You know, these overlapping
blocks. Yeah, they build houses different than one now. They used to have great big boxings around the house, you know, over the wood. And the rickets roof way out over. But they don't do that much anymore. You know, what's the house now? It's not any thing over, it just comes right straight down to the bottom.
Yeah. Would you call that stuff either siding or weatherboarding or clapboard? Yeah,
that you put on the side of the house, is you can call either one siding or weatherboarding. It'd be
same thing.
Appropriate, yeah. Either one.
Right. And they, if the door is open and you didn't want it that way, you might say to somebody,
the door is open, it's getting cold in here.
You might call
to somebody and say.
Yeah, they'll leave the door open sometime and put more air in. And they used to go a whole lot on ventilation, you know. That's the way people could
be healthy.
They'd have high ceilings and school buildings and all would be that way. I don't know in the building of school. Side of the house is, you can call either one siding or weatherboarding. It'd be
appropriate,
yeah. Either one.
Right. And the, if the door is open and you didn't want it that way, you might say to somebody, the door is open. It's getting cold in here. You might call to somebody and say.
Yeah, they'll leave the doors open sometime and let more air in. And they used to go a whole lot on ventilation. You know, that's the way people thought they'd be healthy.
Uh-huh.
They'd have high ceilings and school buildings and all would be that way. And I don't know in the building of the school now they don't have high ceilings like they used
uh-huh.
to. But a lot of them used to have them. 12 feet higher or 14.
Uh-huh.
You'd have all that to heat up there for nothing. But,
sure.
But they thought your ventilation what you need to be strong.
Sure.
Plenty of fresh air.
Uh-huh.
But it's now they've got a little old room study.
Yeah.
They've changed the plans a lot of what they used to be.
You're talking about the door. You might say to somebody, you didn't want it that way. You might call to somebody and say, please.
Close the door.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Shut the door.
Yeah.
Either one.
And now, on the upper part of the house that the rain falls on, that's called the...
Rest.
And then if the water comes down, you have these things around the...
Yeah, that's guttering, is what they call it. Guttering.
All right, and how about if the water, the thing that goes down and alongside the house?
Down.
All right. And if you build an extra room on a house, sometimes you get a little... The roof doesn't match perfectly, and you get might get a little... thing like this, and leaves get in there, and the...
Yeah, valleys, I generally call them.
Okay.
Valleys.
Now I want to ask you about some of the different outbuildings you have on the farm.
Well, now they used to have the toilets, they had to have them outside, but you know, I remember when Johnson City up there, I was just a boy, we had kinfolks up there, and they had toilets out in their gardens.
Uh-huh.
I remember when most of the houses had them out in the garden in Johnson City. And they didn't have, you know, they dig pits if they're going to have an outdoors, mm-hmm. you know. But they dig pits and they frame them up with wood and cover them all up their fly through.
Mm-hmm.
But back then they didn't. They just had them so they could hide in. Of course, that would be open to fly and everything else. No wonder we had
Did they ever call them anything else other than And outside toilets?
Privies. I've heard them called privies.
Yeah.
I've heard them even called giant houses, you know.
Yeah, that's...
They have somewhere written what it is.
Sure. Now, how about a little building that you have for storing wood and tools and stuff?
I've got a wood shed.
Right.
I've got one out there.
Look, do you have anything else in there besides wood?
Now we have everything in there. It's just more of the storage now than anything else, because we don't burn any wood.
Yeah.
I know, we've got a little wood in there. Sometimes we have a fire up there.
Right.
In there.
That's
good, you don't.
Sure.
But we don't use much wood. We got a lot of wood going to waste rock that used to keep it and keep that house full out there, you know, and have it dry enough for you to put in there, and you'd have wood all winter.
Yeah.